You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Folks, there's so much to do tonight, so much to talk about, so little time. It is going to be an action-packed show tonight when yours truly, James Edwards, takes to the airwaves once again here at the Political Cesspool this Saturday evening, October 14th, with Keith Alexander and Eddie the Bombardier Miller. You know, it's our custom now. It's sort of evolved this way after 13 years on the radio, where at this point we normally bring in Keith for the first shift, the first half of the show. Eddie, the Bombardier Miller, comes on for the second half. Well, tonight it's a role reversal. We got Eddie in the first half, Keith in the second half due to their schedules. We're real people. We have real schedules and real lives, and sometimes Saturday night at 6 o'clock is sort of prime time for most people. And so sometimes there's conflicts, and we work around it to keep the live show going. But what we're going to be talking about tonight is, an assortment of things. How about Richard Spencer's college tour? Charlottesville's war against the Constitution, unraveling race hoaxes, and lawsuits aplenty. They're flying in every direction. Buckle up, folks. Don't miss the ride. And yes, indeed, speaking about 13 years on the radio, it was 13 years ago this month that we first went on the radio. And so we've got an anniversary show coming up later this month, and we're just really excited about all the things. It makes me think, you know, I'm a nostalgic guy. And it makes me think of where I was last year at this time. Last year, on this very day, I was in Michigan, near Detroit, giving a speech to a meeting that was put on by Kyle Bristow, and gave a speech on the alt-right. And then I did a TV show there with host John Mangopoulos. And it was just a fantastic weekend. Can you believe that a year ago, right now, we were about 2 weeks away from Election Day? I mean, what a magical year 2016 was. I mean, there's never a dull moment here in the political cesspool, but 2016 was a year that's always good by our hosting staff and certainly by our audience as well. The year we fought back against libel in the press, filed a lawsuit against one of the major American newspapers, a lawsuit that is still in the court system now. Kyle Bristow, my attorney, was in doing oral arguments just a few days ago on my behalf. We were, of course, named one of the top 20 right-wing media fixtures responsible for Donald Trump last year, attacked by Hillary Clinton herself. The Donald Trump Jr. interview, going to the inauguration, going to the Republican National Convention. It was just amazing, amazing, amazing. So we always think about that kind of stuff on the eve of an anniversary. And, of course, another anniversary is upon us here at TPC. And you all, ladies and gentlemen, have made that happen. And especially those who are contributors to our radio program, financial donors. If you donated $100 or more in the month of September, you will by now most likely have in your snail mailbox a copy of Andrew Fraser's book, Dissident Dispatches, An Alt-Right Guide to Christian Theology. We sent that out to many of our contributors just a few days ago. So take a look for that, as we always like to work through many of the announcements in the first segment of the broadcast. I think that just about covers them all.
Read the name of that book one more time, James.
Dissident Dispatches, An Alt-Right Guide to Christian Theology.
I've got to get that book.
Well, you should have donated to the show last month. Sure. You work for free. You should pay to come to work.
You know what? I want to chime in here for a minute. You know what? Tell people, I beat a giant bank in court the other day. What was it, Thursday, James, or Friday? Anyway, but you know what?
TBC's always in court.
It'd be hard to find anybody poorer than me, but I'm going to tell you flat out, and people, I don't want you to think I'm egotistical, but I feel sorry for anybody that's not me. You know what? You know what? I mean, look what we've got. I mean, I just ran 18 miles a day. I'm 70 years old. I feel like I could jump over this house. I got a son like James right here. I got his family's my family. I got my family, my wife. I got our audience,
you got air in your lungs.
Yeah, and look who we got supporting us.
Got a little bit of freedom left.
And you know what? We have the absolute salt of the earth. We have the remnant left supporting us.
Well, that's absolutely right.
I had to say that.
I'm sorry. Well, no, it's fine. It's fine. And we do. And we have a lot to be thankful for. And that's one thing. I know it's very easy for everyone. It's human nature, okay, to focus on what's going wrong. And certainly there's no shortage of material there. You know, we don't lack for content on what's going wrong around us in terms of our political climate, the degeneracy of the American government and our media and just all of these things. I mean, we could focus on those things, and it's easy to do that. But we also have so much to be thankful for. We should be thankful for our togetherness, the fact that we're able to come here after 13 years and still spend time together on the airwaves and in person when the opportunity presents itself. And we still have a lot worth fighting for. And as long as you've got something to fight for, you've got hope. And we've still got
That's right. And you know what? How many people, I'm telling you people how lucky I am, how blessed I am by God Almighty. How many people in my, especially my economic status, can come in here week after week and try to represent and try to fight and stand up for the audience that we have? I mean, that, my God, that's, I mean, like James.
Oh, no, we're blessed. Listen, we have been blessed with an opportunity to do good work. And for 13 years, our audience has sustained us, that and the grace of God and Sam Bushman, our station manager. But, no, it'd be seriously. I mean, we have a wonderful opportunity here. It's rewarding work, and we're thankful to the audience. We're thankful for the time. We're thankful for the memories. We're thankful for the battle. I mean, we're thankful for the struggle. At least we have something to fight for, and that's better than being like so many people out there who are adrift. They have no identity. They have no cultural heritage. They have no spiritual heritage. They are basically nihilists in every way that a man can be. There's nothing that they live for. They live to consume. And so, yes, Eddie, I think you're right. And that was not even on my mind at all to cover in this first segment. We normally banter a little bit the first segment, but I'm glad you brought that up because focus on that, ladies and gentlemen. Be upbeat. Look forward to going out and doing something positive for your kith and kin. And we have the opportunity to do that together here.
You
and
said
so,
one more thing tonight, James.
It could be a lot worse.
You may think I don't pay attention, but I do. I'll paraphrase what James said. Tonight he says, you know, in other words, luxury, I'm paraphrasing what he said, luxury breeds loathsome men, you know, slothsome men. It breeds just decadence. Hardship, deprivation builds character.
That's right.
So be thankful.
Well, that's why Eastern Europe may be the key to our survival, because they've suffered more. And that's why I think the South is the best place in America for so many reasons, because the South certainly suffered much more than the rest of the country. And suffering brings ties that bind, and it brings people together, and it forges them together. And so we should even be thankful for our suffering, I guess you could say.
Well, it's bided you and me.
Well,
we have
shared scars, that's for sure. Well, anyway, folks, that's it for the first segment. All of that opening banter out of the way. When we come back, Florida is bracing for Hurricane Richard. Hurricane Richard Spencer is scheduled to make landfall in Gainesville on Thursday. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Hurricane.
There'll be nothing left in his path. Right back.
A level 12.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
We got some feedback during the break that Eddie's mic volume wasn't quite up. The reason for that was you were turned on. You just wasn't mic'd up all the way. The reason was Eddie wasn't supposed to talk in that segment. we didn't have him quite ready to go.
I'm always supposed to talk.
All right, anyway, here's what we've got. So Florida is bracing for Hurricane Richard. Hurricane Richard expected to make landfall in Gainesville on Thursday. Here's the story. University of Florida is bracing. Now, this is actually a legitimate, they're using this terminology. Bracing for a speech by Richard Spencer on campus later this week. This will be on Thursday of the coming week. Coming after he led another torchlight rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, last Saturday night with supporters chanting, "You will not replace us." The Florida school had canceled a planned speech by Spencer in September after clashes between white supremacists and counter-protesters turned violent at the University of Virginia in August, with tensions worsening the next day in Charlottesville. That violence led public universities to deny Spencer a platform in the days that followed, saying the First Amendment doesn't apply to him, basically, is what they're saying. That's what they're saying. Now, thanks to people like Kyle Bristow, the attack dog of the alt-right, pressing lawsuits against these people and these universities seeking to violate Richard's First Amendment rights, they are letting him back in. And so on Thursday, he'll be there at the University of Florida in Gainesville. But listen to this. This is what I found so incredible about it. The University of Florida is paying $500,000 in security to ensure campus security for when Richard arrives there. $500,000. I would tell you, Richard, go to every university in the country. That is one way to fight back against the enemy. Let's make them spend $500,000 every time you appear. It gets even more bizarre, ladies and gentlemen. $500,000, all right, in security for a two-hour speech, a two-hour appearance. They're also closing the hospital on campus. They're closing, the University of Florida is closing its outpatient clinics and surgery centers, postponing medical services, so says the school. And why? because of what Richard Spitzer thinks? What does Richard Spitzer think? Let me tell you, if it's about his positions on race, I can tell you this. Richard Spitzer's positions on race puts him in perfect harmony with the Founding Fathers and almost all Americans prior to 1965. You can read the founding documents of this country. For better, for worse, right or wrong, and I'm certainly not taking disagreement with him, it said citizenship is to free white men only. That's what the Founding Fathers said. You can take it up with them if you don't like it. Richard Spitzer's position isn't nearly that extreme. But look at the response he's getting. So is this response from the University of Florida over the top? I mean, maybe just a little. I have known Richard since, what, 2008, 2009? We actually have a YouTube video we did in Nashville. He had just spoken at Vanderbilt University about 10 years ago. We did a video. He had a buzz cut back then. Can you believe it? It's actually on YouTube. You can find it. But we've been in frequent collaboration ever since. Richard wrote the foreword to my book in 2010. I spoke at an MPI event in 2011. He's been a frequent guest on my show, and I've been a frequent guest on his podcasts. He invited me to his wedding. He takes time to appear on the show anytime I've asked him, including during a vacation he had in Japan last year. He took time out of his vacation in Japan to come on the show. Just because we asked. So, you know, he might not do everything the way I do it. I don't do everything the way he does it. But that's what you call a movement, ladies and gentlemen. We have different but overlapping audiences, all pulling in the same direction. His style brings people into the cause that might not be a perfect fit for the way we do business. Some people listen to this show, a show that blends the pro-white message with equal parts Southern nationalist and pro-Christian that might not be comfortable attending Richard Street's demonstration. But we're all on the same team. He's a man of action. So are we. I respect that. I respect any man who can withstand the kind of heat that he's had to take. Now, I know a little something about it. We've both been thrown into the furnace by the media. We've come out tempered and more polished as a result. We didn't melt. It made us stronger. And let me tell you something. Richard understands this. Victory isn't for the half-hearted. And you have to be a villain before you can be a hero, especially in this media climate. But other universities are lined up. Michigan State, Ohio State, University of Cincinnati. Kyle Bristow is representing Richard in pending lawsuits against all of these universities. And he got on the back down. An amazing victory for the First Amendment yesterday, won by Richard Spitzer and Kyle Bristow. Lots of action, folks. It's all happening. And then, of course, you know about Richard's Charlottesville 3.0, as he called it. Richard and about 40 people. 40 demonstrators went back to the Robert E. Lee statue. They got the Robert E. Lee statue draped in a trash bag. So Richard went back there for another protest. It was a Viking-style raid, in and out, less than 30 minutes. 40 people chanting, "You will not replace us. You will not erase us. Harry Potter is not real." They sang Dixie, okay? So Richard said, "We came, we triggered, we left. We did an in-and-out flash mob." Charlottesville Vice Mayor Wes Bellamy reacted to the rally, saying that it is clear these white supremacists are using torches to intimidate our citizens. That's a crime. Well, somebody better tear down the Statue of Liberty. Somebody better get that torch out of Lady Liberty's hands because it's scaring people. And this is the same vile, racist black vice mayor of Charlottesville, Wes Bellamy, who says he loves to see little white men looking up at him. I guess he's referring to the fact when he sits on the city council, people in the audience, when they address him, have to look up to the platform. One thing's for sure, they'll never have to look up to his IQ. That's for sure. But with regards to Richard's street demonstration in Charlottesville last week, I'm a political commentator. I host a talk radio show. We've done very well. We've made a lot of news. And we've had our own demonstrations, 500 strong. In defense of Nathan Bedford Forrest in 2015, we did another street demonstration in 2000. What was it? 87, 2008, 2006.
We had a long time ago.
We had Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton canceled a march as a result of our stuff. So we know a little bit about that. But Richard does them a lot more. That's, I guess, part of his job as president of NPI. Immediate impact versus long term impact. You could say yes. The immediate impact of these things has been to make the situation worse. The statues are coming down more rapidly now. Yes, you could say that, but I would say this.
That was planned anyway, though,
Jim. We're going to come down anyway. That's the point. Time is not on our side. The enemy can run out the clock on us. Demographically speaking by any standard of measurement, Time is not on our side. Being polite, waiting in line, checking all the boxes, begging our traitorous politicians to do the right thing. The John Birch Society method has not worked.
No.
So, and it never will work. It will not work now in an increasingly diverse America where you have competing racial and ethnic groups, religious groups, all fighting. I mean, the only people that aren't fighting are white Christians. But everybody else is fighting for a seat at the table. It's not going to work in a low-trust society. So it's time to get radical. I did not say it's time to get illegal. But it is time to put pressure on the system. It is time to put pressure on city governments. I mean, the city of Charlottesville, it doesn't know what to do with itself. Thanks to demonstrations and completely legal actions such as this. So, yes, I say it is time to get radical. It's time to think outside the box, to do things differently. If as a result of these actions we lose anyway, well, we were going to lose anyway. I mean, that's just a fact. Now, I don't believe our loss is inevitable. But if things don't change, we're certainly on a trajectory to become a minority and to become more oppressed and to lose more rights, as it were. So I say, yes, let's try different methods. Let's try different tactics. And let's withhold the fire. Let's rally around one another. There are different leaders, different outlets in this movement. There's a place for everybody. But we should all be cheering on anyone who's willing to take heat, willing to withstand those arrows, and willing to go out there and fight using his real name, and that's Richard Spencer. Eddie, we got seconds. You hear
okay.
The music.
Listen, we are the ones, you mentioned illegal, we are the ones, and Richard Spencer included, that is acting in a complete legal, constitutional way. The one thing I admire about Richard Spencer most, he's got guts. He's a warrior. He's not one of these what I call dead poet societies. Let's speak something about that when we come back if we have time.
We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned, everybody.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. President Trump lashing out again at NBC News. For some reason, the president thinks that any news organization that reports anything that is not pro-Trump is promoting fake news. The latest flap between the president and mainstream media has him accusing NBC News of being fake. It stems from the National Broadcasting Company's claim that during a meeting with the country's top military leaders, Trump called for a tenfold increase in America's nuclear arsenal. Boy, those poor people in California wine country. I've been lucky to visit there a lot. It's one of my favorite places in America, and now much of it is in ruins. The death toll continues to climb. Out-of-control wildfires continue to grow. There are about 25 now being faced by hundreds of firefighters who say they need more help. Thousands of people have been evacuated. The fires are still out of control. One witness told a San Francisco radio station that the fire was like a freight train, and if you didn't get out of its way, well, you wouldn't be here. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly Internet News Analysis Service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, WorldAffairsBrief.com.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified.
The CoCertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at CoCertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The CoCertified app will be your start. Download it now at CoCertified.com. That's CoCertified.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
So again, we talk about human nature. It's human nature to focus on the negative. It's human nature to take shots at someone who, for any area of disagreement you can find, never mind all the good they may be doing, but say, hey, you know, this is we wouldn't have done it this way. That's what you focus on. That's human nature. I'm not singling anybody out in that.
Unless you're a Cesspoolian.
Right, our audience would never do that. But no, I'm just saying, listen, I understand the situation, and too few people are willing to step up and fight. Are they entitled to make mistakes? Everybody's going to make mistakes. They're human. I've made mistakes. We make mistakes all the time, I'm sure. But, yeah, a guy like that that's willing to go out, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, we know a little bit about what it's like here on this show, but can you imagine taking that kind of heat and coming back for more?
You know what? I'm not trying to – people that know me, James, they know I don't blow hot air. But I got to say this about Richard Spencer. And he gets a lot of criticism, just like I get a lot of criticism like you do. But listen, just like the founding fathers, they put their sacred honor in their lives, and they put their fortune on the line. Well, everybody knows Richard Spencer has got probably a small fortune. He is risking that, man. And I'm going to tell you something else.
Oh, he could have worked for Washington think tank, yeah.
He's risking what he's got right now. He really is. The man's in danger.
And that more than anything, I'm glad you brought that up. That more than anything is why people should be supportive.
Absolutely. You know what? And something else, listen. James mentioned about, you know, we got to do everything legal. We have never done anything legal. We have been by the Constitution. If you look at the Declaration of Independence, it says, and governments were instituted among men to support, to secure these rights, the rights of life, liberty, and property, pursuit of happiness. That's what Richard Spencer has been doing. That's what the political cesspool has been doing. It's not, that's what we've been doing. These corrupt anti-American governments, like this government in Charlottesville, like the one we have in Washington, D.C., they are the ones destroying the Constitution. They are the ones trampling on our rights.
And, you know, we're going to be talking with Brad Griffin, who I now call the scribe of the alt-right. I have never – the man's an animal. I've never seen anyone write so much, tweet so much, research so much. Whatever issue you could want to talk about, he's an authority on it. And so we're going to have Brad back on. In the second hour, of course, he is also well-known as being the founding editor of OccidentalDissent.com. Brad's going to be back with us in the second hour to talk about Charlottesville War on the Constitution. So that's just a preview. I don't think I made mention of that earlier in the show, but since you brought up the war that they're putting on.
And James, I would like to address all of our brothers out there of every organization you can think of, the Political Cesspool, the League of the South, the National Front. I don't care what organization you are. If you're out there in the media and you're not bad-mouthing us, and you're fighting the same enemy. We all have a common enemy. And listen, please, God, please, please, people.
One second.
Don't worry about egos. Stop worrying about, oh, he's arrogant. He has an ego. To hell with that. We're all fighting a battle. We all have our own weaknesses. We all have our strengths. But I'm telling you,
we all
people,
have egos.
We do. We are fighting for our lives, people, and we're losing right now. I'm hoping we won't lose in the end.
Nicole, can we make that call?
We cannot afford to start infighting.
Okay, we just got a that's fine. I know you are, and we're having a one-sided conversation with our producer, who's doing a great job. I just got a text saying that we can try now. Having a little bit of, we never have technical difficulties in live radio. And well, this one
is
our fault, but we'll see if it goes through this time. But anyway, no, I think what more can you say about that then
no infighting,
that's just
please.
The bottom line. Yeah, well, don't punch right. Well, that's
right.
Not to say that you cannot and gentlemen should.
In private.
Yes.
Not in the media. Not in public.
We don't cannibalize our own. Well,
no, we
from
don't.
Our lips to his ears, the man of the hour right now, the busiest man in the alt-right, Richard Spencer. Richard, how are you, buddy?
Well, I'm doing great, James. How are you?
I'm doing very good. We were talking a little bit about Charlottesville 3.0. We were talking about the Richard Spencer College Tour. So much. You're a busy guy. How's it feel? How are you feeling this week?
Well, yeah, I get tired, but, you know, sometimes busyness can tire you out and sometimes it can energize you. And it's a little bit of both. You know, I want to be doing anything else.
Well, yeah, I think you've proven that. Now, we were talking a little bit about the great victories won by you and Kyle Bristow against these universities. What a laughable situation at the University of Florida with this $500,000 bill for security and closing down medical centers and all of this in advance of what we've been calling Hurricane Richard, which is scheduled to make landfall in Gainesville on Thursday. So I don't know where you want to start.
Ricardo.
Hurricane Ricardo. Well, Richard, let me ask you that. I guess that's coming up immediately. What do you have in store for Gainesville on Thursday afternoon?
Well, yeah, I mean, first off, let me back up and talk a little bit about, you know, Kyle and also Sam Dixon, who did indispensable legal work with Auburn back in April. This whole college tour has been 1,000 times, maybe 1,000,000 times more difficult than I imagined. I mean, I imagined calling up colleges and booking rooms and going. And I never imagined that we'd be in court battles, that we would be, you know, on the phone going back and forth, getting canceled and then forcing them to allow us to come. I mean, it has been an amazing thing, but it's been very difficult. And I could not do this if we didn't have people like Sam Dixon and Kyle, who are operating on our behalf, doing the paperwork and the legal work that I simply can't do. And so this shows something about our movement altogether, that we now have these colleagues like Kyle and Sam who are doing this just, you know, indispensable work.
Well, it's coalescing, it's professionalizing, and you've, of course, done the same with bringing on Evan McLaren. I mean, surrounding yourself with talent and people with the ability to do the job. And I was just going to say, pardon the interruption, but I was reminiscing a minute ago about you and I were in Nashville in about 2008, and you had just spoken at Vanderbilt University. Would you change anything? I mean, obviously, you go back to Vanderbilt, you went in. I mean, there was an article in the student paper that decried your appearance, but for the most part, it was relatively uneventful to what we have now. Aren't you glad that you get this sort of pushback? Doesn't that show how much the movement
it's
has grown?
It's part of it. Yeah, it's part of it. It's like if we weren't getting this pushback, that would mean that we weren't doing something that mattered. And that's the truth. I mean, it's frustrating. It takes up a ton of my time. I mean, I would say that at this point in my career, 80% of what I do does not appear to the outside world. I mean, it's 80% of what I do is behind the scenes work. And that's just where we are right now. But yeah, I mean, if we weren't being attacked, that means that we're not doing anything meaningful. And so it's fun to get these victories. It's fun to have something like Charlottesville, which was Charlottesville 2, as we call it. You know, we had one event in May, one event, a major event that I did not organize in August. And then we did another very small event, but very pointed and really well done event just last weekend. It's great where, you know, we have an event like Charlottesville 2, which I thought was ultimately good, even though there were a lot of bad things that went along with it. We can talk about that. But we went back. I mean, we took some punches and came back and punched back. And that is just very important for the future of our movement, that nothing, you know, the media can think, oh, we've got them now. You know, look, after Charlottesville 2, there'll be no more alt-right. Well, no, we're bigger than we were in August. And we're, you know, even though we were attacked by Silicon Valley and other places, we're now on a stronger footing. So, yeah, it's the... you know, this is where we are, and I'm just very excited that we're at this moment in history.
Well, I said that earlier in the program, Richard. I tried to talk about you aplenty before you came on, so we could give you the lion's share of the time once we got you on the horn. But no, I said, no, it's time to get radical. Not illegal, mind you, but radical in terms of putting pressure on the system, and certainly you're at the tip of the spear as far as that as those tactics are concerned.
Absolutely. It's time to speak our mind. I think there's a bit of a move. I mean, these are, it's a minority view, but it's they're these people who kind of want to think that, oh, we just need to be less radical and less bold. And, you know, and basically, oh, the there's so much anti-white propaganda out there by the left and the Democratic Party. And that's all true, of course, that, oh, it's going to force all these conservatives that we've watched for the last 30 years. It will just force them to become like us, and we'll win this way. We just can't be too bold. You know, don't do torches. Don't say radical things. Don't rock the boat. And I have to say, I'm not sure I could really disagree with that attitude more strongly. It's basically all of those conservatives that James and I, and I'm sure your listeners who are some of whom are older than us, that we've been watching for decades, and they've just fundamentally failed. They have had their chance and they have failed, and we need to push them aside. And they don't deserve anything from us because they never promoted our ideas in the first place. And the fact that maybe some of them are talking about, oh, you know, that was an anti-white, you know, piece of legislation or something. It just this is just a Johnny come lately. We need to go forward. We need to be more bold than we were before because boldness always paid off.
Richard, hang on right there, my friend. I know we only had you for a segment tonight. We were a little late getting you on. Would you mind hanging through the break for a couple more minutes on the other side? Do you have enough battery power for that? Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, we're going to make haste with Richard Spencer, president of the National Policy Institute. I don't know, we don't even have to introduce Richard anymore. Everybody knows Richard, not only because of his countless appearances over the years on this show, but he's in the news every week. I mean, this man.
Just say he's a warrior.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, he's that and more. But anyway, Richard, no, I agree with you.
I've been on successful. It must be 25, 30 times.
At least over the last 10 years, at least every quarter, I would say, and hopefully many, many more to come. And I appreciate, I know this is an incredibly busy week for you, and we got a hold of Richard just about an hour before the show. He's back on. I appreciate you doing that for us tonight. And I hope as many as it's been, however many it's been, we hope it's that many more. How about that?
Excellent.
All right, Richard, I was just going to say, I do want you to give us a sneak peek on Gainesville, what the audience may have in store for when you arrive. But before that, I just wanted to double down. Yes, the John Birch Society method of petitioning and begging our politicians.
Stamp licking.
Yeah, it hasn't worked. It's never going to work. And so it's time for something new. Now, we've got Eddie the Bombardier Miller in the studio with me. He's a regular co-host, two tours in Vietnam. He fought. Who'd you fight for in Vietnam, Eddie?
I fought for the International Bankers.
That's right. So you know what a warrior is, and you want to pay your respects to Richard.
Yes, I do. Richard, I tell you this, Eddie Bombardier Miller. I was there in Charlottesville with you, and I certainly admire what you've done. I admire what you're doing. And we need another we need 1,000 more Richard Spencers that has the means and the ability to go and do what you're doing in defending liberty. I think it was Goldwater who said something like, radicalism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And that's what you're doing. And you know something else, Richard? You are not the outlaw, my friend. We are not the outlaw here. We are the legal people. We are following the Constitution of the United States of America. I'm 70 years old. I've never thought I'd live to see the day that somebody like Richard Spencer would get kicked off the university circuit of speeches, where that's supposed to be the epicenter of free speech and freedom of the exchange of ideas. Keep doing what you're doing. Richard, you know what? If you wasn't catching flack, if anytime you come up and you kick Satan in the butt, you're going to catch hell. You're going to get feedback. You're getting feedback from him. They'll attack you. Attack more, Richard. Amp it up. All open the bomb bay doors. Drop every ounce of napalm you have. Keep kicking butt, Richard. I'm behind you 100%. My only regret is I can't be there in Gainesville with you. By God, I wish I could.
Hey, Eddie's salvaging the name of the boomer generation, Richard. But what would you say to that?
I tell you what, Richard,
well,
you're the man, son. We all have our.
Okay, go ahead, Richard. We had to tune Eddie down.
One last thing.
Get back to Richard.
The Constitution, the preamble of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence says, and to secure these liberties, governments were instituted amongst men. That's the only reason we have government is to secure the rights that Richard Spencer is out there trying to secure for you people and for us. And that's why we were all in Charlottesville. Charlottesville was not a mistake, by God.
All right, Richard, respond to that, and then a preview for Gainesville, because I know you got to fly.
Well, I don't really have to say much of anything outside of that. It's really inspiring stuff. And so I thank you for all the kind words. I agree with every single one of them.
Came from the heart, son. Came from the heart.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm greatly appreciative. In terms of Florida, it is going to be a good event, and it will definitely be a safe event in terms of the amount of security that's going to be there. Also, there were actually some saboteurs who were attempting to buy the tickets are free.
Yeah, tell us about that. I've read about that. Tell us that story.
Well, we nipped it in the bud. So they were attempting to go to the box office and buy, if that's the right word, all of these free tickets. And then there were some local merchants who were going to offer them beer. So it's, if you bring me two tickets, you get a free beer or something. And what they were trying to do is just empty the house. I mean, it's really the equivalent of locking the doors, because they are, one would need a ticket to get in. They are trying to obstruct the event. I mean, I guess it's a quasi-legal way of doing it, but the spirit of it is absolutely wrong. But we will be in control of tickets. So and the university agreed with us. They agreed with our criticism of this, and they played ball. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a great event. There are going to be a lot of people out there. Tickets will go on. Well, they're free, but they will be available. I guess that's the right way of putting it a couple hours before the event. So definitely get there early to make sure you're there. I think it will be fun just to be there in general, because the campus will be safe, but there'll definitely be a huge amount of energy in the air. And it's just going to be a great event. I mean, definitely if you're on our side, definitely come, because, you know, I'm going to have a lot of jeers. And I'm fine with that, by the way. That kind of makes it fun for me, to, you know, to have these people, you know, stand up and start screaming. And, you know, it's kind of fun. I like it. But
oh, you handled it. You handled it expertly at Texas A&M. You're ready for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready for it. But it is good to have some people in the crowd who are into alt-right ideas and so on. So definitely come if you're there. It's University of Florida, Gainesville. Actually, if you Google altright.com, there is a information page that I believe it's altright.com/Richard-Spencer-in-Florida/. Just Google it. That's how they can get tickets.
Okay.
No, that's not how you officially get tickets. It's just up-to-date information on ticketing.
Oh, okay.
And then also there's we have a new website which we've just built because we had Silicon Valley attacked us all. We have a new website, nationalpolicy.institute. So that's a new URL. And if you go to nationalpolicy.institute college tour, by tomorrow, the site is still under construction now, but by tomorrow we will actually have a place for if you want to donate to the tour. That's all the rattling I'll do on your show. But
No. That was actually you saved me my final question, which is how people can, first of all, get more information about tickets and how they can support Richard Spencer. You covered it both in one fell swoop. And of course, Richard, we will be watching and enjoying what happens on Thursday. We'll be cheering for you, rooting for you, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Thanks for coming on tonight again in the midst of a very busy week you're having.
Excellent. Thanks to both of you.
You've got guts, my son. You've got guts.
Richard Spencer, everybody. Check him out. Support him. We'll see you later, Richard. Thank you, brother. All right, let's go to John, who's been waiting very patiently in California. John, the show's all yours.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Mr. Bombardier, we're not losing. We're actually winning. The more social division you can acquire, the better it is for us. I also served a tour in Vietnam, just to let you know. If you check Planned Parenthood versus Casey, you need the social division to turn things around. I don't want to just rock the boat. I want to tip it over. And if we can sink it, fine. I don't care. But if you want to recapture your country, things have to change. And this guy, this young guy you just had on, you know, these young people, they're not sitting there like lumps on the log. They're looking around seeing things happening. These young white males, they want success like you and I want it. And when they see affirmative action getting in the way, you know, that's not making them a happy camper. And we need a lot more Charlottesville's and that kind of thing. If you check the history of the civil rights movement, it didn't happen overnight. Mr. King was having marches like 2 or 3 a month. And, you know, hell to be paid. Amen. And that's just the way it's going to have to be. So I just want to let you know we're not losing. And like I said, the more social division, the closer we get to getting what we want. Just that simple.
You nailed it.
That's a great call. Thank
you. Nailed it.
Hey, John, thank you so much for that call and for sharing those thoughts. I agree with you 100%.
He nailed it.
Yeah, go, Eddie.
He nailed it. You know what? Just like I was saying, Richard, to Richard, you know, do you think, you really think, people, you're going to go into Satan's den, a place like Charlottesville, Washington, D.C., up here in Memphis now? Do you really think you're going to go in and try to exercise your constitutional rights that we haven't had since 1913 at least? Without catching hell, without catching all the venom from the devil, without him leasing every demon in hell upon us, if you think that, you're sadly mistaken. And I'm telling you what, I'm so sick and tired of the limp-wristed, spineless, willy-nillies that said, we can't do anything violent. We can't be mean-spirited.
Well, we agree on the violence.
Right, the boat. Whoa,
Eddie, we do agree on the violence. I mean, I know you do, too.
Well, what I'm talking about is
being aggressive. Being aggressive.
Yeah, we have to.
Being confrontational in a legal sense.
Of course. We are like I said earlier, we are the ones that are following the Constitution of the United States. These people we're fighting against, and I'm going to shut up a minute. I'm going to hog the whole show. These people we're fighting against hate the Constitution. They hate the Bible. They hate us. Hell yes, we're going to catch retribution from them, but we have to be prepared to absorb their blows. I'm going to shut up now.
Well, you don't have to because I'm reading emails.
Okay. Well, yeah, we are the ones that are following the Declaration of Independence, like I told Richard earlier. You know, we assume these rights
to be separate. I will say this, though, about Richard. I do want to say this about Richard. Do you know how many people are trying to talk to Richard Spencer? I mean, how many people in the media are trying to talk to Richard? I guess this is what you get when you've been friends with somebody for many, many, many years. But
well, we're friends now.
you're endeared to Richard after your performance tonight, Eddie.
Let me emphasize.
Well, I was just going to say, I want to emphasize this to the audience. Richard made the time tonight. You know, I turn down all media, and I don't even do all friendly media. I do Sam Bushman's show every month. I do a few others.
There's even friends that I have in the media.
That I just, you know, I'm too busy. I'm very busy. It's not that I don't want to. It's just that, I mean, I don't want to with, you know, NBC, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times. But, you know, even for some people I'd like to, I mean, sometimes I'm just too busy. Richard's very busy this week. I called him an hour before the show, dropped what he was doing. He actually didn't have any cell phone battery. That's why we had a little trouble getting on at the top of the third segment. We had to keep calling. But he was here with us tonight.
He called him and he came on tonight.
That's right.
He said, only for me, James.
Yeah. Well, anyway, listen, but it's good that he's making these big waves. It's good that we need to increase the pressure. And under pressure, these people will crack because they don't have a solid foundation to stand on. We got to take a break. Brad Griffin with us next, from one haymaker to another. Stay tuned.
Right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.